Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes, 7-9, and the Mishnah continues to describe and explain the various Isurim that were listed back in Mishnah Dalet, for which there's a potential punishment of Skila. Here we have Haba al Nara HaMorasa, one who sleeps with a Nara HaMorasa, which I'll explain in a second what that is. Okay? So the idea is that normally, if one sleeps with a married woman, so that penalty is going to be a chenek, strangulation. But the Torah prescribes a very special punishment of skila that is specifically to one who sleeps with a nara hamurasa. So our Mishnah is going to actually say that for this skila penalty to potentially kick in, you actually have to meet four conditions for this nara hamurasa. We're going to explain all four right now. Okay? So the Mishnah says, habal nara hamurasa, if one who sleeps with such a girl, eino chayev, he's not liable specifically to skila as opposed to chenek, ad shetehei, until he meets four conditions. The first is she has to be a na'ara. Now, in the life cycle of a Jewish woman, there will be three stages. The first 12 years of her life, she's a katana. Then she reads what we call bas mitzvah, and that's measured, that changes from katana to being what's called a na'ara when she has two conditions met. First of all, she has to be 12 years old at a minimum, and second of all, she has to have the onset of puberty, which is measured by, or determined by, or reflected by the fact that she has at least two pubic hairs. So once that happens, so then she becomes a Nara, and the Nara's period lasts for exactly 6 months. After 6 months of being a Nara, she transitions to being a Bogeris, which is like a legal adult, kind of like a bar mitzvah, is a legal adult boy, and that she is a Bogeris as an adult in every sense. Okay, from legal sense anyways. So here our Mishnah is saying that she has to be specifically a Nara. Now our Tana learns, we're talking about the specific window after Katnas, meaning from 12 years old, and for the next 6 months after that, and only that 12 to 12 and a half period of time. It's based on the pasuk. The pasuk does certainly specify that she's a nara. The chachamim, who are not mentioned here, but who the halacha follow, understand that it's nara or a katana, meaning a katana all the more so. So it's anytime up to 12 and a half has a special punishment. The reason why our Tana Reb Meir doesn't learn like that is because another pasuk specifies that in such a scenario, any scenario of adultery, for that matter, you have the punishment goes both to him and her, assuming that she was consenting, she wasn't forced against her will. And the problem is that if a person is a katana, a girl who's under 12 years old, is never going to be subject to a punishment to the hand of the courts. And that being the case, there's no way to punish her, no matter what. So Reb Meir understands that it would be applicable to her, and therefore the nara of the pasuk, which is a special skila, which would apply to both, and only when both could be punished, and therefore you'd have to have both him and her of age. If she is under 12 years old, this doesn't kick in. Okay, of course, fine. Now, anyways, that's the first step. So halacha, it would be from up to 12 and a half, including someone who's under 12 and a half, as long as they're over three. Second of all, you have that she has to be a basula. Basula means she hasn't slept with any other man before, ever. The basulim are intact. And third of all, she has to be mo'orasa. She has to be legally married, but not really functionally married. That's called nesuin. So legally married means she accepted kesef, or shtar for that matter. So someone gave her the ring and say, Harei ad mekudesh li b'tabadzu. She accepts the ring that makes her a fully married woman. And someone who sleeps with her now is committing adultery. So if we're talking about a girl who is a basula, she never was married before, she's a nara, she's under 12 and a half, and she's also murasa, meaning that she already got married legally, even though she's not living with her husband yet. So then that's the person we're talking about over here. And finally, it has to be vihi bevesa. Via, she has to still be living at home with her father. Now, the issue here, and that's usually always the case when it comes to someone who's a murasa, but the pasuk specifies, it says, vihi asa nevala biyisrael luznus beis avia. She committed this act while she was still beis avia. She was still in the home of her father. So this is coming to tell you that, let's say, for argument's sake, she had been living at home with her father, but let's say the future husband sent for her, and like he sent his escorts, and he lives in Timbuktu, so she has to be escorted from the father's home in Israel all the way to Timbuktu. So when she leaves her father's home and she's on her way to Timbuktu, even though she hasn't yet become a nesua because she hasn't yet moved in with her real husband, she's on the way, but she has left her father's home. So if on the way between her father's home and Timbuktu, now someone should sleep with her, so then that person would be subject to chenek, but not to skila, because she's no longer bevesa via. Finally, says the Mishnah, just pointing out an interesting point here, if you will, which is bo'aleh shnayim. If two people do this to her, so then harishon beskila, the first one would get skila, the stoning, because the first one did that to her while she was a basula. That was, she had never slept with a man before. But the second one, v'hasheni b'chenek, so he would get punished with chenek strangulation because she's no longer basula because someone slept with her before him.